USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rallies in support of a woman's right to an abortion are being held in every single state today. At noon local time, advocates will be at various locations speaking out against abortion bans and to promote reproductive freedom. The hashtag #StopTheBans movement is being sponsored by groups from the ACLU to Planned Parenthood. President Trump on the campaign trail in the Keystone State last evening.
President Trump blasting current Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden at a huge rally at a hangar in Montoursville, Pennsylvania.
And don't forget, Biden deserted you. He's not from Pennsylvania. I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state, and he didn't take care of you because he didn't take care of your jobs.
That report from correspondent Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Members of the House Democratic leadership are reportedly urging Speaker Nancy Pelosi to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, but Pelosi continues to resist that idea. The head of the House Judiciary Panel strongly suggesting that former White House counsel Don McGahn show up at a hearing set for today. In a letter, Chairman Jerry Nadler says the committee is, quote, prepared to use all enforcement mechanisms to compel his testimony. The panel wants McGahn to answer questions about his testimony in the Mueller investigation. A major city looking for a new police chief, as city manager in Fort Worth, Texas, says they have fired Chief Joel Fitzgerald. City manager David Cook says he was relieved of duty yesterday after a series of incidents.
Questions of commitment and leadership both inside the department and in the community had been raised.
And he says Fitzgerald's recent confrontation with the head of a law enforcement union was a last straw. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Google says it will work with Chinese telecom giant Huawei again, just 2 days after Google said it was cutting ties with the company. Google said Monday it's reversing course after the U.S. temporarily relaxed some trade restrictions with China, President Trump having had declared a national emergency over threats to national security from overseas tech companies, including Huawei. But the Commerce Department's granted a 90-day license to phone companies and internet broadband providers to work with Huawei. A federal prosecutor says hundreds of guns stolen from a UPS facility in Springfield, Missouri in October of 2017 are still on America's streets. U.S. Attorney James Kelleher saying during sentencing for one of the thieves yesterday that just 73 of those 654 stolen guns have been recovered. Authorities say a group from Texas stole them from a trailer that was headed for a Bass Pro Shop store. All six have pleaded guilty. And Whole Foods Market is getting rid of plastic straws. The move will take effect in July in stores across the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom. The straws were being used at the store's cafes, coffee bars, and juice bars. Whole Foods says it will use compostable paper straws instead. The retailer says it will help eliminate 800,000 pounds of plastic every year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.